Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to worship this morning. We welcome all in Jesus' precious name. And we pray that this morning, as well as we remember those who have given some who have given all, we would also be blessed and come to know the one true God this morning. We remind that God created all things by his powerful word, and all his creation was very good. Everything flourished under his loving rule. And we go to our intimations. Tea and coffee, it's in the large hall after the service. Please do come through. Tea, coffee, biscuits. A time just to speak to each other, a time of fellowship. A reminder that it's the service of remembrance at the War Memorial at 1:30 today. Snow Guild meeting on the 13th, joining the Highkirk Guild on Thursday 15th at 1:30 to hear about the first project, the Sesha Chaplain for our ports from the Sailor Society. And the Highkirk Gospel Coffee Morning on Tuesday 13th, that runs from 10 o'clock I think, a time of fellowship and an opportunity to sing and praise the Lord. Prayer breakfast, not like that. Down at Ardeer on Saturday morning, 17th. It's really just a time to be together, to share together, and then to look at God's word and spend a bit of time in prayer. 9 o'clock. On the 17th of November, 2:30 in Ardeer Church Hall, the joint session conference, that's elders will be aware, that's to look at the deliverances that come from the General Assembly about how we go forward as a church. And just a reminder that the session for our dear meets on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Livingston Players, Tuesday night sold out. There's still a few tickets for Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. And you can go online and get tickets. That's all the intimations. Let's stand as the Bible's brought in, as the word is brought in, as we are gathered. Jesus is here. Call to worship, we'll just go run through. It's a video called My Mate George, and just watch that and then we'll explain a wee bit after that.
in those places. Names and names and names with no faces. Soldiers lost and gone without traces. 1,000 unidentified cases. Have you learned a lesson? How we white with the sacrifice in search of pride. Sons and daughters and mothers cried. A man like George sadly dies.
George was a soldier in the First World War, and these boys with additional needs went with their school across to France, with the army, to see where George had been, and this is what they had put together about my mate George, their memento to him, and a suitable thing for us to begin our worship with. We join together with our prayer, and that's going to be read by
Heavenly Father, it was you who said, "Let there be light," and spoke the world into being. We marvel at your creation, even though it has been broken by us. Your beauty is shown in many shining stars at night. Your might is shown in the strength of the waves of the ocean. You brought order from chaos and created the world from nothing. God of grace and God of mercy, you made us and love us. You walked with Adam and Eve in the evening in your garden, and you long to walk with us now. You gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, for us, so that we could be freed of our sins, that we could be with you forevermore. Loving God, once more we have been reminded of the terrible cost of war, the suffering and sacrifice of so many, the depths of inhumanity some have sunk to, and the heights others have climbed to in the service of others. Teach us to remember, not just today, but always.
We have heard again today words which have been spoken so many times over the years, words which we ourselves have shared time and again, lest we forget. Yet the tragedy is we do forget all too easily. This annual remembrance, all too easily a token gesture, observed sincerely and respectfully, but then over and done with for another year. Teach us to remember, not just today, but always. We forget how fortunate we are to live in freedom, how lucky we are to enjoy peace. We forget how some still suffer from the wounds of battle, and others even now mourn their loved ones. Teach us to remember, not just today, but always. Loving God, forgive us that, despite our words and best intentions, we have so often forgotten the lessons of the past. Speak to us through all we have heard and shared today, so that we can truly say and truly mean we will remember them. Teach us to remember, not just today, but always, for we ask it in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
And we stand to worship when I survey the wondrous cross.
Thank you.
scripture reading comes from the prophet Micah, chapter 4. And really the verses there that speak of the prophet as he speaks out God's word to Jerusalem. And a prophet, someone who's inspired by God, anointed by God to speak into the world with God's voice. So we welcome three of the brownies up to read for us from Micah chapter 4.
The making of God's people. But when all was said and done, God's temple on the mountain, firmly fixed, will dominate all mountains, towering above surrounding hills. People will stream to it, and many nations set out for it, saying, "Come, let's climb God's mountain. Let's go to the temple of Jacob's God. He will teach us how to live." We will know how to live God's way. True teaching will issue from Zion, God's revelation from Jerusalem. He'll establish justice in the rabble of nations and settle disputes in faraway places. They'll trade in their swords for shovels, their spears for rakes and hoes. Nations will quit fighting each other, quit learning how to kill one another.
Each man will sit under his own shade tree. Each woman in safety will tend her own garden. God of the angels' army says so, and he means what he says. Meanwhile, all other people live however they wish, picking and choosing their gods. But we love honouring God, and we are loyal to our God forever and ever.
Amen. And may God add his blessing for this reading, and be all glory, honour, and praise. Thank you. You know, just as something to, as a wee practical thing, is those who fought in the First World War were given a wee booklet like this, and it's John's Gospel. It's one of the books of the Bible by John in the New Testament, and it says on the front, "Active service, 1914-18. But please carry this in your pocket and read it every day." Now, not quite sure about some folk, but I'm not sure I can even read that. But you know, this is really important stuff, because they were given something of hope to be given and they could carry around with them. God's word. God's word of hope. God's word that's there. And I do have a few, but I don't have enough for all the boys and girls. So what I'm going to do is cause problems for all the leaders later on by saying, "There's some here and you can choose how you want to give them out." Because I used to be a leader too. But you know, it's important that to know that these guys went out and they were carrying God's word with them. And it's a point of hope and it's a point for us. And I'll come back to that later on. Just a couple of things as we approach 11 o'clock. You're invited to stand. Now, I know we can't all stand for 2 minutes. If you feel you can't stand for 2 minutes, please, please just remain seated. And if you feel you have to sit down when you've started to stand, please don't feel embarrassed by that either. Just take a seat. It's far better that you do that. The order of how it'll be is that we'll say the tryst, and the last line we will remember them. I'll repeat, and we'll say that together. We'll repeat that last line together, and then we'll have a lament played. And Jack, you'll just have to stop down the side here. There's no room at the front. Once the piper's finished, we'll go into the 2 minute silence. And as we break the 2 minute silence, the piper will play out, playing a tune called the Battle's O'er. I presume that's what you're still going to do. Battle's O'er, is a tune that right about the battle being finished. And this morning from dawn, there was pipers playing that tune across the country, just as a remembrance thing as well. So that'll be played, and then once the pipers left, please just sit down if you haven't had to sit down before that, and then there'll be another video to watch, and that'll take us through that act of remembrance. Let's just take a few minutes now in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we worship you this morning, we come to remember. We come to remember all those who have given some, and though the some who have given all. And Lord, while it's 100 years since armistice, we remember all those that have been lost, wounded, or affected by war. Father, as we meet together here, and as we gather in your name, so we ask that your Spirit be present with us now, and that he would open us to be able to remember, but also as we remember them, we remember your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, as we worship you this morning, we give you our hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would open our minds, you would open our eyes, our ears to your word and to your ways. Father, as we praise you, we give you thanks for those who have contributed to setting the scene for us this morning. For those who contributed to this installation at the front here. For those who have working together. And as we pray with all the churches that are meeting at this time to remember. But actually, more than that, it's not just about remembering, it's making sure we don't forget. So, Father, we come before you now and we worship you. And we give you all that we are and all that we have. Father, as we pray from ourselves. For those who we love. And we move that prayer out, step by step, moment by moment, ripple by ripple, from where we are right now, for those who are right beside us, in front of us, behind us, to our left, to our right, above us, beneath us. That ripple we move out from this place. And we think about this town, Stevenston. And we pray, Lord. We pray that your word would be known. Your peace, your hope, your truth would be known. Father, as we let these ripples move out, we pray across Scotland for this nation. We give you thanks for all who have defended this nation and wider the UK. Father, as we praise you, we come now to worship you. And in our prayers, as we pray for those people in our hearts, we would pray, Lord, that you would remember all whom we remember, and you would forget none. whom we forget. Father, we pray that you would hear this prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen. They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. Please stand, if you're able. Thank you.
For the second time in the lives of most of us, we are at war.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
In my business, asking people to risk their lives is part of the job, but doing so without giving them the chance to understand that there is a life after death is something of a betrayal.
The Bible says there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. As we remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, let us also remember the one that died, not just for his friends, but for his enemies. God showed his great love for us by sending Jesus to die for you and me while we were his enemies. Jesus came to the world to rescue and save. If we accept his offer of rescue, then his death buys our freedom. His sacrifice means life after death for us and peace with God for eternity. God in heaven, as we remember those who have fallen on our behalf, let us never forget the great sacrifice they have paid. And we pray too that we would be conscious of and thankful for the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ that offers life after death and peace with God.
Let's join together in prayer again. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time, and we can gather together to share, to remember. Hear us as we sum up this time in our prayers, using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All I once held dear, let's stand to worship.
Thank you.
and we continue in our worship with our offering. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we make this offering a token of all that you've given us. We give back to you. And we pray that you would use this and ourselves in the building up of your kingdom, being able to bring hope, peace, truth to your word and to your world. Father, we thank you and praise you and offer this prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Make me a channel of your peace. We stand again to worship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we turn to you. I ask you now for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus by your Spirit to rest upon every mind in this place, in order that their perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue, that I will be your transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. I pray that I will be very, very clear, and this will bring great honour and glory to your name. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So, often I've said that the Bible is the story of the one true God. And the Bible tells us all about God's creation, that's us in this world, that's his creation, and how we walked away from him. And the Bible is the whole story of God always trying to get us back. And so at this point, the reading from the girls this morning, Micah 4, here is Micah the prophet speaking into Jerusalem about the place that it was. It was a place of chaos. It was a place of chaos. It was a place that was being led by self-centered leaders. In Micah 3, it says this. Hear this, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel, who despise justice and distort all that is right, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. Her leaders judge for a bribe, her priests teach for a price, and her prophets tell fortunes for money. Yet they look for the Lord's support and say, is not the Lord among us? No disaster will come upon us. And what Micah says is these self-centered leaders, these judges who would judge for a bribe, priests who would teach for money, and the prophets who tell fortunes for money are bringing down the place. They are the cause of the chaos. For they are saying, it's all right. Everything's going to be fine. God is with us, so how can anything be? But in their chaos, they're so far away from God. So far away from God. And Micah says this as well about, as for the prophets who lead my people astray, they proclaim peace. If they have something to eat, but prepare to wage war against anyone who refuses to eat them. Therefore, night will come over you without visions and darkness without divination. The sun will set for the prophets and the day will go dark for them. The seers will be ashamed and the diviners disgraced. They will all cover their faces because there is no answer from God. They are away from God. These people who claim to know God's word and want to tell the people about God's word, they are not with God. They are with themselves. And you know, so often we see this world in the same situation where people lead for themselves, where what they want to do is about what they want to get, where it's their own agenda. And this is a world which causes war. It's a world which causes conflict. And it's the same kind of war that Micah was speaking into, same kind of world that Micah was speaking into all these years ago. Here we are. But this is what he says. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgressions, to Israel his sin. So that's the chapter before this reading. And then we get into the reading. in the last days. In the last days. Not today, not tomorrow, but in the last days. Now, this is talking about a time forward. Are we closer to this time? We must be closer to it, but when is it? Don't know. But in the last days, and this is the prophecy for hope, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established. Just think, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established. Here is hope, because Micah is saying, in the last days, that mountain is going to be higher than every other mountain. God's temple will be the highest mountain, and people will flock to it. People will come to God's word. This is where we find hope. Helmut Thiekel speaks about finding God in the dreadful days of the war. And he recounts on a day when his spirits were shattered with the dreadful result of war. City of Stuttgart blasted to bits by bombs, including homes and churches over a vast area. He walked one day to the edge of what had been a cellar, but was now a giant crater. A woman drew alongside him, but she didn't recognize him at first, but began to speak. She said, "My husband died down here, there. His place was right under the hole. The clean-up squad was unable to find a trace of him. All that was left was his cap." Then she suddenly recognised that the man standing beside her was the preacher that she loved to hear. And she continued to say, "We were there the last time you preached in the cathedral church. And here before this pit, I want to thank you for preparing him, her husband, for eternity." You know, there's people out there. There were people amongst the soldiers who died, chaplains, bringing God's word. I have a friend who is an army chaplain, he's a padre. And of course, you can't tell me what he's up to, but I do know he's going away for a while. And his job is not to fight, but his job is to support those who have to and be there, and he takes the word of God to them however they can receive it. That's hope, that in the midst of all that there's God's word. That's hope, and we need to remember that we have that hope in all times. And later in Micah in verse 3, he will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Peace. Peace. So we have hope and we have peace. At a time in the last days and the days to come, there'll be a time of peace. There'll be a time when there are no more wars. There'll be a time when everyone is focused on God's word and the promise and the hope and the assurance that he brings. In the last days, there'll be that time. And then we move on. Truth. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. All the nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. This is the story of the one true God. This word is true. God's word is true. That's something that gives us a hope, gives us a peace. For we are his glory. And this morning, as we remember those who have died, We remember those who have lost loved ones. Remember those who have struggled because they've come back from conflicts, wounded, physically, psychologically. Remember those who come out of the armed forces as veterans into a world that they don't understand. We have God's word. And in the last days, we will see the play out of our one true God. He tells us in Scripture his story. And as we worship him this morning and remember, we can praise him. And we praise him with I think it's a new song, Come People of the Risen King. New song to us, I think we're going to sing along to the words. Please stand.
Oh,
let's pray. Just remain standing as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, a time to remember, a time to worship, a time to remember our Lord Jesus Christ, who died and rose again for each one of us. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you, now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. Let there be love shared among us.